What did the judge say?
The judge said I was a bad man, bad man.
Old coach, moving with the bad guy,
bad guy.
I love it. Totally I love it. Okay, cool.
Hear ye, my people, and welcome to If I Ruled the World podcast, where I speak to young people at the Big House about what the world would look like if they were in charge. The Big House is an organization that offers long-term support for care-affected people, young people with experience with things like social care, the criminal justice system, or housing authorities, maybe because of challenging circumstances in their early life. It's your boy X, and we are joined here today by the one and only... the artist, the actor, the boxer, I think model, because this brother is like 7'2". Miller! Boop, 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 boop! We don't have the budget for the sound effects, so I got to do it myself, innit? Because these lot are violating me. They do not respect me at all, bro. Welcome to If I Ruled the World, brought to you by The Big House, where we interview young people and we ask them on this podcast how they would rule the world. Are you ready, Miller?
Yeah, man.
So before anything, can you introduce yourself to us and for the listeners?
Mills. I really don't like speaking about myself. So, but you gave me a nice introduction.
Come on.
I was very overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting all of that still.
It's the tea, bro. It's the tea, man.
I like talking about things, but yeah. I just, myself, if you want to ask me something, I don't mind answering it, but
yeah.
I just don't like chatting about myself. Like,
okay. Yeah. Can I ask you then this? Mm. Like, you are very much like in like peak physical form. Yeah. So how did this come about? Are you doing a sport or something?
I've been an athlete my whole life. I used to play professional basketball. I'm still a professional boxer. I just haven't fought professionally for a while, but I train professionally still. But my mum really is where I get my fitness from, because she's just been one of these women that's just always in shape. She used to be doing her Keep Fit in the mornings when I wake up as a child. So I just copy what mum does. And it's just so it's like fitness is just it's a lifestyle more than anything else. I always have to be in shape so I don't feel correct.
I love that. I love that. And also, I heard just like quickly through the grapevine that you also act and you also do music.
Well, acting, that's something I've always loved from school times. I was always like got the leading role in the school plays. Like I was Joseph in Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah.
I was King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel and the Lion's Den. I was the Jekyll character and I was a teenage Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
Because like it was like the nerdy kid turned into me.
Yeah.
As the Jekyll, the school, the bad man.
Yeah.
But yes, I've always liked acting. And then there's something I got into more seriously with The Big House, with Maggie. Like, she's one of my biggest supporters and helpers in helping me actually do big things in acting via theatre and, you know, certain screen, on-screen stuff. So yeah, that's as far as the acting goes. And music, that's something I've done my whole life as well. I kind of turned my back on music and then I got into sports more. But then once I hit like 20 and I was able to access studios on my own and new people that do music, something I've always been around and I've always recorded my own music, but I've never released anything.
Yeah.
But I'm in the process of doing some new stuff now, which I will be releasing, because now I can do music without having to be signed to a record label because of the internet and socials and them sort of things.
Yeah.
So now it's giving me a new... like inspiration to want to do it.
It's back in the creator's hands.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I'm talking
about. I didn't want to do it while you're signing your life away.
Yeah.
With them contracts and...
and there's bare technicalities as well with the record label thing. Like you can't even... sometimes you can't even go by like your original artist name.
All of that.
Because they own it and all of that stuff. Like
all
of that. In perpetuity and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Mad. Mad. Bro, you've like lived a few lives, bro.
I've lived bare lives.
Brother, that's a mad thing. This means you are perfect for this. You are perfect for this. So I'm going to be asking questions on how you plan to switch things up. And depending on your answers, myself and the listeners will decide if we would generously bestow that responsibility on you on ruling the world and wearing the crown. So first things first, what makes you suitable for this role?
What makes me suitable is the fact that I've been and seen and done nearly everything. And that's to the like the positive and the negative. And I think that if anybody wants to give any kind of informed information or decisions about anything, they have to have at least experienced it themselves. So then therefore, like, if you've never experienced heartbreak, you can't give somebody advice on heartbreak. Mm. And I only learned that when I experienced heartbreak. Mm. And I only experienced heartbreak quite late. And when I experienced it, it made me then realize, wow, is that how I've made so many different women feel? Because yeah. I broke a load of hearts, but I'm just thinking it's mine. I'm like, it's never been me. But then when it is you, you now learn that that's how it feels. So once that happened, it made me think about how I'm behaving towards women and making them feel, because I've been through it. So in that sense, because I've been on the roads, done serious gangster shit, been in prison for serious gangster shit. But then we've been to America, was college player at university.
Yeah.
Scholarship and that. Tip to go to the NBA. The only reason why I didn't go to the NBA is because I got a gun conviction over in this country.
Okay.
Which messed up my green card going back. Otherwise, that would have been an eventuality.
Bro, what I'm hearing is that you've got so much life experience and in like both ends of the spectrum, like at the greatest of times and at the worst of times, that you can draw from those experiences.
What I am saying is though, I've been in prison with some of the most serious gangsters. Some of the most maddest people, like especially when I was in prison in Grenada, you got one prison on the whole island called Richmond Hill Prison.
Yeah.
And they sent everyone there, like serial killers down to people in there for stealing mangoes.
Yeah.
And the point why I'm saying this is life's all about experiences to me.
Yeah.
And you also learn from other people's experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you travel and the more people you speak to is only going to be the more deep you are. The same like how much you read. The system set up so you don't have time to study.
Yeah.
You have to be working to pay bills or pay taxes or look after children or just watch TV and distractions. No one's got time to get to know them deep inner self and know their surroundings. So because I've had that time and I've met these people, I think it makes me very versed in knowing how to assess wide array of topics and circumstances and situations.
Yeah. So if you were to rule the world, how would you like to be referred to?
As Mills.
Just Mills?
Yeah.
Because we got loads of options.
What's that?
You don't have to choose any, but you got loads of, you got Don, you got King, you got Boss, Your Highness, Your Holiness, Emperor, you got...
Foolishness.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bruv. I'm telling you, you got loads of titles. So like... What would you... So you want to be referred to as Mills?
Yeah. Simple. Yeah? You know why? Because I'm not better or above nobody.
Mm.
Nobody's better or above anybody.
Mm.
The Almighty put us all here to share this world amongst each other equally and work together. And if that was happening, the place would be a beautiful place. But it's because you've got certain people that want to exalt themselves above others or privatize things and have things for themselves selfishly and not share. That's the beginning of the cause of the problem to me.
Mm.
Everyone's ego is the problem. Me, me, me. So why do I want to have a title for? My name's Mills. That's what I feel comfortable with. Just call me Mills.
Yeah, yeah.
Start calling me king or boss or something, I think you're taking a piss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want that title. I'm not above you. I'm the same. I just will pull our weight and keep it moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
No, that's real. That's real. So this is a big job.
Yeah, kind of.
All right, cool.
I don't reckon it's a big job.
Like, to run the world, yeah? You might need some help.
Definitely. 100% you need help.
So who would you recruit to join your cabinet and help you run this show? And why?
You see what, yeah? It's hard for me to answer that question in the way you framed it, because if I ran the world, the first thing I would do is I would abolish governments.
Okay.
And cabinets.
Okay.
So there wouldn't be none of that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
What would happen is we'll go back to regional governance.
Yeah.
So that means everywhere in the world, as far as I've seen.
Yeah, yeah.
I've lived in the UK. I've lived in America.
Yeah.
I've lived 2 years in Grenada. I was imprisoned. But that's technically, I was there for a long time though. So I got to know the natives in an intimate way.
Yeah.
Through via basketball. So I said, play basketball. Before I was playing in America, I used to play for London Towers over here. But you get to see things.
Yeah.
So what I noticed was, everywhere has a borough.
Yeah.
Or a certain, and like a neighborhood, depending what you're calling it. You know what I mean? So I would have it that every borough governs themselves. So what will happen is, in every borough, nobody knows everybody, but everybody's quite familiar. Somebody has to know somebody. Mm. So like, for example, I live in the borough of Highbury.
Yeah.
So then what I'd want to do is I would want to be part of the elective governance team for Highbury.
Okay.
And then so obviously like Islington would govern itself, Hackney would govern itself, and you'd have it like that. And then what would happen is each borough would have to then do ballots and a vote where those who'd feel they're in a position to give governance would put their names up. Mm. And then the locals from that borough alone would vote for who they want to run their borough.
Okay.
And then what would happen is every borough then would have electives that will go into a higher like governance system where they could meet.
Yeah.
To then filter through what's been said in the higher meeting down to the borough governments.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Just so I'm on track. So every ends is going to be ran or represented by someone.
A team.
Okay,
it has to be a team and it's going to be 24 people of the governance team.
Oh, yeah.
24 is a powerful number.
Yeah.
Like 24 people make a grand jury.
Yeah.
12 people make a jury, 24 make a grand jury.
Yeah.
So 24 people, you've got enough diversity to get a good representation of the area.
Yeah.
You can have like 12 women, 12 men.
Yeah.
And of those 12 of each, you can have all the different ethnicities and disabled or whatever.
Yeah.
And then those people now would be the ones who have the meeting to decide what was going to be delegated for their borough.
Yeah.
But then, I haven't worked this bit out yet, but then you'd have like a specific number. Or maybe it could just rotate, but every month or quarterly or something, representatives from each borough would have a whole bigger meeting for like maybe the UK then, like a UK meeting so all the boroughs can link up. You know,
but I like where this is going. So
there's some sort of unity amongst everybody.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to get at is every borough will be different. So you might have some boroughs where everybody there is quite young and they like to party a lot. So people play music a lot and smoke weed a lot and stuff.
Mm.
But then you might be a conservative person who wants to go to sleep early and stuff. So you might have to think about moving from that borough and maybe going to Richmond borough maybe, because maybe in Richmond borough, everybody lives, like goes to sleep at a certain kind of time and it's very similar.
Yeah.
And another borough, you might find another, do you know what I'm saying? But what it would be is there wouldn't be no... The only rules we'll be living by would be common law.
Okay.
Which is God's laws.
Yeah.
God's laws. Don't kill, don't steal. Basically, do unto each other as you've done unto yourself.
Yeah, commandment things.
Yeah, commandment things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There would just be this common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I do get that everybody's different. So birds of a feather flock together.
Mm.
So it'd have to be a thing about people trying to find an area what suits them more, just so they can get along. Or what? You can just be versatile and stay somewhere where you don't really suit you, but you can might just get along still anyway. You
know? Yeah, because I was going to say, what if I'm in a borough and this borough is the borough that likes to party and all of that stuff, but then you know what? Like, I like being in this borough. I like chilling in this borough. But true say, like, I don't want to live here. Mm. I want to live in the quiet borough. I want to live where everyone sleeps early.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I'll jet over there and do the madness over there, but then come back here. Is man going to be allowed to do that?
Yeah. Of course you can. As long as you're not injuring, harming or damaging anybody, everything is good.
It's time to celebrate. So let's talk about your coronation.
Coronation.
Yes, we're talking about your coronation. This is it. You're being crowned.
Yeah.
Where is it? What are you wearing? What will the feast consist of?
So wait, we say I'm the leader of the world right now.
It's when you get it.
I'm the leader of the world, not a country. I'm the leader of the world right now.
The world.
Okay.
I ruled the world.
So what we will have to do then is we'll have to organize some sort of thing where, you see, like when they do the Olympics in a certain country.
Yeah.
Every country would have to do their own preparations for an Olympic type celebration in that country.
For you?
Not for me. For us.
Okay.
Because guess what's happening? What? As soon as you coronate me, I'm saying I don't want this because we don't need no leader.
But
because we all have to start to lead and govern ourselves.
That's
going to come through us all educating ourselves to the real shit and stop doing the foolishness and putting our attention into stuff that doesn't do nothing.
Mm.
Because that's what a lot of us do. We watch stuff that have no meanings, just for distractions. We're in a situation where we're always having to work to pay these bills and pay these taxes and no one has time for nothing. So when my coronation comes, because we've abolished all of that, because don't forget, everything comes out the ground for free.
Come on.
Gold, diamonds, oil, everything comes out the ground for free. Let me just give you this quick analogy. If you all want to eat bread, for example, say everyone in the country wants to eat bread.
Yeah.
So when let's not say everyone in the country, let's make it smaller. We've got three people. We've got a farmer, we've got a miller, and we've got a baker. And they want to eat bread, right? So the farmer, he grows the grain, yeah? The miller, he grinds the grain into flour. And then he gives it to the baker, and the baker takes the flour and cooks it into bread. And then the baker gives them all bread and they all eat.
Yeah.
There's no need for no money there. You know what I'm saying? Everyone works for the common good and they all put in. So you just start to put in more jobs.
Yeah.
Some people like to make shoes. Some people like to make clothes. Some people like to build stuff. Yeah. Some people like to do technician stuff. So if everybody was to put in and say like, everyone has to work 4 days a week for 8 hours.
Yeah.
At your chosen profession, at what you love doing. And yeah. from you do that, then everything you get is going to be free because you're putting in, right? So that, and that means that everybody must can find something they love to do. Even if you're a gardener, you like to do gardening. If you're like me, you're an entertainer, you like to entertain. You know, if you're like playing football, you'll play football, you're going to be in it for free. You don't be getting no 25 million a week, them kind of foolish things for kicking around a ball. You get me? You're going to, you know? And that way a builder who makes these lovely structures, who gets paid shit wages, he don't worry about wages because you keep building houses and everything will be free. So no one needs money. We can all then put our time into doing what we love doing.
Yeah.
No one has to go to work to do bullshit made up jobs that just to kill time. Everyone can put their things and bring love back into the world and channel their natural, what would be the word, talents. Do you know what I mean? Because everything's a talent. If you're a good cook, that's a talent, man. Because I don't really like cooking too tough. I can, but my mum, for example, she makes the most basic things taste beautiful because she knows how to just, you know, making cakes is a talent, you know. Mm. Everything's a talent. Everybody's talented. Making clothes is a talent. Why does everyone have to buy a Nike or just Adidas? There's so much different clothes makers who could be, and that's when you get individuality again. You know what I'm saying? You've got so much different talented people. So everyone's just putting their talent in. So what we'll be celebrating on my coronation is the first thing. Thanks for coronating me. First thing now, I'm not coronated. There's no bosses, right? So now we're all going to get to how we can make things work.
Yeah.
And as I said, we have our elected leaders and everyone, because some people are made to lead, some people ain't.
Yeah.
I don't like leading. I like being part of the team. I like being the enforcer, if anything.
Okay.
You make the decisions, I'll enforce it, make sure the blood clot thing get done.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's me, bro. I don't want to lead nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So that's what we'll be doing. So, and then we'll have a big party across the whole world.
Mm.
Everybody's celebrating their own shit.
Yeah.
Because every country's different. Every culture's different. Everybody is celebrating their own shit. And if people want to mix and blend, you mix and blend.
Mm-mm-mm.
If people don't want to mix and blend, you don't have to mix and blend.
Mm.
Everyone's free to do what they want to do.
Mm.
That's the point. As long as you're not injuring, harming, or damaging nobody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's coming?
But where are you talking? Don't forget, we've got a simultaneous party going on across the whole world right now.
Yeah, I know, man.
You know what I mean?
Some people might not be invited.
How could you not be invited? It's going on right outside your door. Like, it's going on everywhere. It's everywhere. It's the party. There's not no place to go.
Yeah.
The party is everywhere where you're at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that means, like, because we're all left to our devices, because I'm saying people want to be led too much.
Yeah.
You can't lead everybody. Sometimes everyone's get together and say, find out who you like, find out who you're similar to, and start to do your own thing and build your own communities and red tape. That's how it has to work. Someone can't come and tell you, right, you're going to have to be happy today and go here to celebrate and this. No, because you can't do that from one central place. That has to be unique to wherever you live. Or wherever you are and what's natural to your environment. Like, but what I'm saying is we're off work for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Celebration.
2 weeks, no.
Two weeks.
All right.
Because don't forget, work's not even work these days as well. Because when people do go to work, you're only going to go and do something you love anyway.
Yeah.
You get me? But no work because we don't need, and then party.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah. So what would be the national anthem? Like, the song's going to play at the beginning of this 2 week coronation. What is the song that plays that everyone knows? But. It's Mills Day.
The judge said I was a bad man. Road culture. Moving with the bad gang. Bad gang. Locked up, said the ad man. But I got strength like Samson.
That way.
The judge said I was a bad man. Road culture. Moving with the bad gang.
Bad gang.
Locked up, said the ad man.
Ad man.
I got strength like Samson.
Samson.
That's going to be the anthem.
Is this your thing?
That's one of my tracks still.
Oh, snap. We got an exclusive.
But
if I Rule the World just got an
exclusive Mills, baby. W's in the chat. We are up.
I love for that. What did the judge say?
The judge said
I was a bad man, bad man.
Lord Coachell, moving with the bad gang, bad
gang. I love it.
Okay, cool. So you have the option to introduce a new bank holiday, yeah?
Yeah.
What day are you picking and why?
Boy, you ask some hard questions.
Bro, it's a big responsibility.
Yeah, the reason why I'm saying they're hard questions is because, see, I'm trying to look at the big picture. Mm. You know what I mean? All these picking bank holidays. See, for me, even now, like, these days are very finicky for me. Let me tell you something. See me, truth, I've been in prison a lot and I've done a lot of research and many things. I've been very religious to the point I'm no longer religious. I'm just spiritual.
That means
that I started off, I wasn't baptized or nothing.
Okay.
Because my mum and dad wanted me to pick my own shit.
Yeah.
But then I used to go to a Christian school and a Christian church.
Yeah.
But then when I was in prison in Grenada, I went mad over there for a point of time because I'm in a serious predicament. So it was a hard, real prison, real shit. But then there was what saved me was studying with a group of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay.
And they used to have a Jehovah's Witness pastor come in. So I used to do some serious Bible reading, 2 hours a session twice a week. For 4 hours, I'm doing serious Bible revision and comparing. And that's when I learned about birthdays, for example. And that's when I stopped celebrating my birthday. Yeah. I never really celebrated my birthday before that anyway. Because I used to hate when people used to sing happy birthday to me and put me on a spot. I hate have the spotlight on me like that.
Yeah.
I don't mind performing or playing basketball or boxing in front of people, but I don't like having the spotlight on me for no particular purpose except for just to be for me. Birthdays cause you to be very egotistical because you look at it like it's my day and what's everyone doing for me? And you see people acting up on their birthday and people getting upset and expecting shit. And that's the next thing as well. Like, if it's my birthday, I don't want you to give me a gift just because it's my birthday. Because you might be broke that day and you think, oh, I've just got to get him a present because it's his birth. You're giving it under not, it's false. I'd rather 364 days of the year, you can get me a gift if you want it. Think of me, get me a gift. And that's a real gift.
Yeah.
If I come to you just any regular day and I say, yo, bro, I've got this for you. You're going to appreciate that because you're going to be raw. Like, you get me? But on your birthday, everyone's just saying it just because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and that's another thing, these days, Christmas Day. As a youth, I was told about Santa and all this crap, two fairies and them thing. Then I find out it's lies. I'm vexing my mum. Like, why are you lying to me about shit? It's not real. Like, why are we making up shit when we've got so much real shit we got to solve? That's the part of the delusion.
Yeah.
So all of these stupid days, what people are just following, you know what I mean? Valentine's and these days. Why don't we just do that every day? Why has everyone got to wait till Christmas Day to have their family round? People should be doing that like every once a month, have your family round.
Can you do Valentine's Day like with your missus though, like every other day?
Bro, this is the thing about it. You don't need a day. What happens is you live your life, but there has to be a time when you as a woman or the man or whoever you might be, you think, oh, my partner really deserves me to show them some appreciation and I'm going to take it upon myself to do it today. And you do it on the day when you just decide, when your money's up or when you feel good, and you do it on that day. And you just present it to them on that day and they'll fucking love you for it on that day.
So would you remove then these days?
All them days are gone, bruv.
So Christmas gone.
Christmas, Easter, them blood clot foolishness, them gone.
Even my birthday.
But bruv, if you want to celebrate your birthday, do that. I done told you, do what you want to do.
Can I do it in secret?
Bruv, it's even like now, I don't celebrate my birthday, but if my people are celebrating their birthdays, I'll go and celebrate with them. I'm not a fucking Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah.
I'm not a bar humbug. You know what I mean? If you say you're going to celebrate your birth, I'm going to come. I said, I don't want to celebrate mine. I don't choose to.
Yeah.
Because I'm for my choice, I'll just say, if you want to ever give me a gift, give it to me at any of the 365 days of the year.
What if I give you a gift the day before your birthday?
That's up to you. I'm not going to be rude.
How would you deal with global conflict?
As I said before, global conflict is no global conflict. The only conflict is between the politicians there. Because they're the ones who's doing the fucking conflicting.
Yeah.
But then the next thing, they're in a flipping big fancy building having dinner, but they got their countries fighting. As I said, the people actually live in these countries, everyone's calm. People are going on holiday all the time and everyone's happy. Black, white, young, old, Greek, this one, that, everybody's happy. I'm a black man and racism's been lied to me about.
Yeah.
This country's got a racial problem because of the institution that it is.
Yeah.
Of the superpower that it thought it was, Great Britain. There's nobody in the world who's beefing except for the politicians and the soldiers. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
So once I get rid of them, guess what? There's no beef straight away. Do you get me? You think anybody that lives on your road is going to start beefing someone in France for no reason? It's not going to happen. Everyone's going to be happy.
Yeah.
So we have to start all as the, don't forget, we're the majority. 99% of us in the world are broke and 1% is living the dream. I'm talking about submarines and private jets and mansions and everything. Why we all can't have one of those? There's enough, more than enough.
My final question to you is, do you still want this responsibility?
Hell yeah, because things have to change. Things have to change, bruv. I got to a point where I was fed up of living because I couldn't. I'm a very healthy person. I might live to 100. And I need things to change. I can't keep doing this bullshit. Like, we the people need our things.
Yeah, yeah.
This is world is for all of us. It's not for them to dictate and tell us they're privatizing this and telling us what we can. You know what I'm trying to say? It's just foolish. And it's hard for me to respect other adults, because to be an adult, because there's like, when I was young, the child, you look at the adults to fix things. Now though, we are the adults. So if we don't fix things, who's coming to fix it? There ain't no Superman coming.
Ladies and gents, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it. If you feel like Mills should be the one ruling the world, like it, share it, tell all your people about it on all streaming platforms. Yeah.